He's in a hurry.
So we got YouTube.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to the Des Moines County Board of Supervisors meeting. May the 17th, 2022. Are there any changes to the agenda?
I have none.
Moving on, meeting with department heads and elected officials. Sarah Doty, payroll clerk, county auditor's office.
Good morning. It's payroll week, so just plugging along, keeping busy as usual.
Everything going good, Ben?
Yep.
Thank you. Colin Gerst, IT.
I just keep busy like always. I don't have anything new to report.
Kevin Glendenning, sheriff's office.
Hi, good morning. Jail's at 68, holding steady there. No real major changes over the last couple of months, so we like to see kind of steady numbers there. It's a busy court day today, and even more so next week. Everybody might notice just a little bit enhanced presence at the courthouse, just given the trials that are going on. So don't let that throw you. We're just kind of in preparation for all that. But other than that, no major news.
Okay, thanks, Sheriff. Rodney Blazer, maintenance.
Good morning. Just a quick update on the front steps. They poured the first 5 steps yesterday morning. So they were planning on doing the next, I believe, 4 this morning, but they couldn't get a piece of equipment. So the floor is not happening today. So they were looking at tomorrow morning, and now there's some rain maybe in the schedule for tomorrow. So it's kind of weather dependent, but they're hoping to do the second 4 tomorrow and then the other one either Thursday or Friday. So they're hoping to have it all poured by the end of this week and put the handrail up early next week and be finished up with that, hopefully.
Sounds good. They're messing with Tom and Shane's schedule because they was going to go down and put their initials on it. They had that all planned.
Shane just wanted to put his hand in.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you for the clarification. Get ready to let that be known.
Still got time.
Okay. Thank you. Jared Lassiter, Southeast Iowa Regional Planning.
Good morning. We had a Board of Adjustment meeting last evening. First one of these Zach and I have had in the last 5 years, a special use permit for uses that are allowed in a certain zoning district, but only through the approval of the Board of Adjustment. So in this case, it was a proposed addition to the Summer Street Animal Clinic, which is right outside city limits in the 2 mile area. So that is a residential zone with an existing business that predates the zoning ordinance. So we had a nice opportunity to use that tool in the ordinance and have a good discussion with the property owners and developer about what they're looking to do. And the board was overall receptive to it, since for the most part it's just an addition to the rear. So and driving by on the road, you don't necessarily notice any difference, but they do have a lot of land to work with there. So it's a and there's definitely a need for it. Their staff has gone up. They got adding another veterinarian there, so that to be able to serve their customers, it's going to definitely be a nice improvement to have more space for everything they need. So that was a good meeting. Apart from that, just keeping busy. We got a subdivision up for review. I don't have anything else to report.
Okay, thanks, Jared. Chris Lee, Conservation.
Hi, good morning. So we are now within the 2 week window for Memorial Day weekend. So if somebody wants to get a campsite, they can get it now and stay through Memorial Day weekend and be within the 14 day limit. As of yesterday, I think we had half a dozen sites or so still available. So if you want to camp a big hollow Memorial Day weekend, you're probably better get there today. Been full every weekend up there, and things have been going good. Going well. We've got a contractor coming in to spray our beach area, the swimming area, and the beach. There'll be a lot of emergent vegetation growing up from the bottom, growing up. And so we're going to have them come in and spray that. And we're going to try to get the beach ropes out this week or next week, depending on how the spring goes and what the weather is. So, getting ready for full time summer.
There you go.
Yeah.
Thanks, Chris. Janelle, how's the treasurer's office and delinquent taxes coming along?
Good morning. We're preparing the list for publication right now as we speak, but we're just keeping busy.
Keep busy. Thank you. Ken Heinemann, Steel Region, mental health?
Yeah, we had our meeting again, and we approved, I think, six more contracts. So we only have two contracts left for June. The management team wants to review those next week, and then they'll go on to the June governing board meeting. I'm going to be on vacation the June 6th, that week. And so the members of the management team will cover those two contracts with the governing board on June 8th. So otherwise, everything's going good. Got all the regular business taken care of and going well.
Okay. Thanks, Ken. Terry Johnson, auditor's office.
Good morning. I got some absentee updates. I'm just repeating myself over and over again. In-person absentee voting begins tomorrow at 8 a.m. and it will continue through June the 6th at 5 p.m. is when it will conclude. And that's for in-person absentee voting. And then we'll also be open the Saturday before the election on June the 4th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. for absentee voting. And then the vote by mail, anybody that requested an absentee ballot to be mailed, those will also be mailed tomorrow. And the last day to request an absentee ballot to be mailed to you will be May the 23rd at 5 p.m. And that means the request form has to be signed and completed and in our office by 5 p.m. And then we will mail out a ballot. And that will be the last ones that we do for mailing. And then all ballots that are mailed, they must be returned to the auditor's office by 8 p.m. on election day. That postmark date no longer applies for domestic ballots. The only ones that do have to be postmarked before the day before, and they have up until June the 13th to receive, is the UCAVA and Safe at Home ballots, because all of those are mailed. Those are the only ones that are allowed that extra time frame. They do have to be postmarked the day before the election, but then they have to be received in our office by June 13th, and that's for the UCAVA and Safe at Home.
Thanks, Terry.
You're welcome.
It does repeat yourself, but it still refreshes my memory on it.
Reminds you every week.
Yeah. Brian Carter, Secondary Roads.
Good morning. A couple project updates. Upper Flint did get started. I want to say first thing Monday morning. The closure may have happened late last week, but they are removing pavement now on Upper Flint, so that's getting going on our project, not the DOT, not any part of that anyway. Pleasant Grove is still moving. They poured and had a concrete pour yesterday. They are hoping to do another one tomorrow morning, but that kind of depends on the rain they've got in the forecast. So, I think opening is somewhere in the 2 to 3 week range still right at the moment, but they are making headway. So that's coming along. Geode should button up this week. I'm hoping they can open it tomorrow. Depending on the rain again, maybe Thursday, but right in that window, that should open up. That'll be good to get that one done and open for people to use. Still got the rock haul going on. Should button up tomorrow. They'll be most of the way done today and finish it off tomorrow is what I would anticipate. Working on Beaver Dell, that's the last road they're on right now. So, and then I thought I'd mention that we had a bridge approach settle on one of the bridges on Tama Road. It's gotten to a point where it's a pretty good lip for people to hit, and it's just kind of been a slow thing over a long period of time. And so we have a contractor coming in. This is a little unexpected, but we're going to bring in a contractor. It's the same guy that I think maybe a couple of you were out to see a few years back that used the kind of spray foam looking stuff, I would describe it as. Only obviously it's different than that. I got a hold of him. They just happened to be working a couple hours north of us, and they finished up a couple days early. So they're going to come down and lift up the bridge approaches on that bridge, get them leveled out, and take care of that. So one of those kind of just random timing, unexpected things. But it's either that or pull the concrete out, and either one or cheap. So guessing we'll spend around $30,000 on that, but this will also stabilize it and keep that settlement from coming back. That's the one thing you don't get when you just pull the concrete out and put it back in. So that's gonna happen, and I think they'll start that tomorrow morning. That will just be a one lane closure. So it'll probably be a couple days worth of work, but we will just set up a one lane alternate deal there, and they can work there without much trouble at all. So just wanted to mention that. There's a lot of other stuff going on, but that's the big stuff, I guess, so. Any questions, that's all I've got.
Good, thanks, Brian. See people sure glad that Mediapolis Road is back open.
I would mention that. We did send out a press release, but Mediapolis Road is open. I would remind people that was not our project, nor our timing. That was the DOT, and that will not be the last closure if I had to guess, but it should be the last one for a little while. So there are steel plates, as Natalie reminded me this morning. if for some reason you're not slowing down as you're coming into Mediapolis, they are spectacular speed bumps to remind you of the town of Mediapolis.
It's coming, don't worry.
Thanks for the heads up, Matt.
The contractor there got permission from us to lay steel plates across the road during the week. They do have signs up at the plates, basically so they can take track equipment back and forth without obviously ruining the asphalt surface. And then they are pulling them on the weekend. But during the week, they leave the signs up, and then they have some lights on them at night. So
they're really clear.
Depends on if your eyes are open. But I'm sure they've got some people off guard. That's going to be a thing all summer long. I don't see why you're already, if you're leaving town, you're not up to speed. If you're coming to town, you should be backing off. So it's better than damage to the road. And so I would mention that is there going on also. And all of that road in that area gets replaced here in the next year or two anyway with concrete as part of the DOT's project. So if somebody drives through there and wants to know why this or why that, it's all getting torn out and put with new concrete. So anyway, that's what's going on. A lot of stuff going on.
Hey, thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
Angela Vaughn, how's the safety department doing?
Good morning. We're doing pretty good, keeping busy, but everything's going well. So.
A lot of claims are pretty mellow.
I hate talking about that because as soon as I say it, but actually things have been going real well.
So we can knock on wood.
Yes, I'm right here.
Okay, thank you. Natalie, reporter's office.
Good morning. Just an update on that digitizing project. We just finished phase one with US Imaging. It did come in over budget. There were a lot more images per card than they thought, so hopefully we can save money later on in phase two or three, that hopefully the images are clearer than what we thought, but it's nice to have access to those records again so we don't have to put them in the microfilm reader and keep reading them. So still a lot of work to do with it because we still have to upload and index and all the documents before they'll be ready for the public to go out, but otherwise things are going well.
Okay, thanks, Natalie. Chris Boymiller, Public Health.
Good morning. I don't really have anything new to report. We're just keeping busy in the office.
Okay, thank you. Did I miss anybody? Seeing no correspondence here. Either of you gentlemen have any correspondence?
I did not.
We'll move on to discussion and vote. We have payroll claim reimbursements in amount of $1,146.37.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah?
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Okay, we have accounts payable claims in the amount of $800,340.94.
Move to approve.
Second.
Sarah?
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Okay. have a, glad you're here, Mr. Walsh. We have an appointment to the Airport Authority Board. And I think this is actually due to complete Dan Wiedemeyer's four-year term. He was appointed in 2021 and should expire June 2025. It says, gentlemen, Des Moines County chose to join the Southeast Iowa Regional Airport Authority in January of 2006, to which Des Moines County was given a seat on the board. Please accept my request to be appointed to the Airport Authority Board for a four-year term as the Des Moines County representative. I've been on the Airport Board for 20 years as a City of Burlington representative and have made a change in address, which I am now outside the city limits, but in Des Moines County. I would like to continue serving the community on the Airport Authority Board and feel I have much to offer for the role. Thank you for your consideration. Sincerely, Charles E. Walsh.
Doctor, did you want to add anything, Hans? I didn't know if that was why you were here.
No, I'm here. I wholly support Charlie being a member of that board, and I just became a member in January, and like the letter said, Charlie's been there for 20 years since we actually started that board. I was, you know, part of that beginning also as mayor then, and I've got a lot to learn, and this guy and Dwight Mulch and John Schultz, they're a mint of knowledge, and there's a lot of things going on out there at the airport, that exciting things, and you know, I want Charlie to, you know, stay as a member, because I'm going to pick his brain a lot too.
Not much to pick.
But we wholly support that. You know.
Thanks, Hans.
You're welcome.
I was just going to say, with my time on Burlington, he's got a history of being involved with the airport. He's all about that, and it's not like you're coming out of left field. This is it's part of your passion. I've got no issue.
Thank you.
So, the only sad thing is we lost Dan, and that's
there was another, a lot of knowledge there.
A lot of knowledge, a great guy. But I would make a motion to appoint Charlie Walsh to the Airport Authority Board.
I'll second that.
Sarah?
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yep.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. It was a great pleasure.
Thank
you. Welcome
you. Great to be part of the county now.
We're a lot easier to get along with.
Yeah, so he says.
Very used to have. He was. I'll tell you what. I really felt sorry for you after working for him. Okay, we have a Class C liquor license for Berkeley Wedding, Born on the Ridge, on 5/26/22. Looks like everything in order here. Sheriff, you have anything to say about this?
No concerns.
Okay, thank you.
Let's get it on. I move.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes, please.
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. We have personnel actions for local health, resignation, Brittany Davis. Date, last day will be 5/25/2022.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah?
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. We have reports from the Sheriff's Office. Monthly report for April 2022. This will be on file in the Auditor's Office for reviewing at your own discretion.
16,000 RMB, because my shares got sold. We'll talk about it later.
Ribbon Board's actually been doing really well.
16 grand.
Yeah. Almost 17. One of our clerks working on that, just working on collecting some of those fees. And she's we've been having some success with it, so it's nice to see that coming.
We have the minutes for the regular meeting on May the 10th.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay. Sarah.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane Campbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. And we have the minutes for the special meeting on May the 12th, 2022.
Move to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Do we have any other business, gentlemen?
I have none.
Future agenda items?
We've got a work session coming up with you.
Regional planning?
I'm not aware of that. I'm just with Zach. I know we have the readings for the rezoning that start next week. We're planning for it, but apart from that, I'm not aware of any work sessions.
I don't know of any future agenda items that we have. I don't know why I'm thinking that, but. Okay.
It's happened so many over the past year or so.
Committee reports.
I attended the Southeast Iowa Wink Regional Mental Health and Disability Services Governance Board meeting, and it was essentially consisted of the approval of the claims and the new contracts.
I have Mississippi Valley Workforce Development, and not really anything to report except for the fact that the social media end of it is working. We invested $100, I think it was like $105 for social media, and that's been the biggest results that we've gotten from the $100 investment, so we're going to start cranking up on that, but that's about it.
I had a meeting with Russ, and we discussed the 20-80 agreement with the that's coming up, as you gentlemen know about, and that's all we had. Okay. Gentlemen, that looks like we have public input. We'll give you 2 minutes to call the board at 319-753-8203 extension 4. That's 319-753-8203 extension 4. Or email board at dmcounty.com. That's board at dmcounty.com, and we'll give you 2 minutes to do that. Does anybody in here have a public comment?
Yeah, we announced last week that we're going to be testing for a new deputy sheriff. That's a result of Clint Williams. He's a longtime deputy with us, a lieutenant, and he's got over 30 years on. He's going to retire at the end of this year. So we still have them for another 6-7 months, but we're going to start that process because it takes a bit to prepare for that. So we put that out there. So if you know any good candidates, send them our way.
That's some big shoes to fill.
Yeah, for sure. He'll be a great boss.
Every Hans is looking for something to do. So. Staying away from things. Charlie said,
well, that's why you joined the airport board.
Right, AB.
Don't need to wear his track shoes, won't he, Kevin?
Application deadline's July 8th.
You really wouldn't want me out there with that.
Kevin, do you have any applicants from the previous time that...
So we were able to hire 4 deputies off of our previous testing. So we've done a lot of hiring in the last year and 18 months.
Yeah.
We have, and that's really good off of one testing. Usually, you know, 1 or 2 good applicants. We've exhausted that list, and that's why we're going to have another list. Our list by civil service code is good for up to 2 years or until we hold another test.
Yeah.
So that list is exhausted, and we're going to hold another test, so hopefully have another list good for another year or 2.
That's good.
I just wish you wouldn't steal them from West Brom so often.
Well, I think your chief deputy used to be the county, didn't he?
Our chief.
Your chief used to be the county.
We hired him to begin with, then he went to the county, then he got smart.
I think our last hire was a West Burlington teacher.
It was, yeah, we hired a teacher. Now, we're not out there trying to pick them up, but the door is open.
It's not your problem anymore, huh? It's not your problem anymore.
Okay, the 2 minutes is up, so with an aye, we're out of here.
Aye.
Okay, we have a work session coming up here. We'll take a 5-minute break and then we'll...